Bananagrams and Peeper. Our 11-year-old son's favorite Christmas gift was, quite frankly, a surprise to all of us. Bananagrams. The simple Scrabble-like game requires participants to build as many words as possible in a race against time. The winner screams, "Bananagrams!" when all of his or her letters have successfully been used. By Christmas afternoon, our son was already convening us all in the dining room for long, raucous rounds. The whole family quickly fell in love with the game, and when Grammy came out for a recent visit from Chicago, she jumped into the fray too. Candidly, we wish we had more time for leading all family games and sing-alongs, hikes, day trips, and other bananagram-like experiences of fun family togetherness. Today, every family knows how easy it is to fracture into each person doing his or her own thing, screen in hand. When we do this day after day, we lose opportunities to celebrate the other-centered communion, which is at the heart of every family's Trinity house or domestic church. In the fourth week of each month, we turn our focus with you to level 4 of your Trinity house, family culture. And as a little exercise, let's look at the power of bananagrams in light of key principles from Joseph Pieper's classic work, Leisure, the Basis of Culture. As he wrote on this point on leisure cannot be achieved at all when it is sought as a means to an end. Celebration of God in worship cannot be done unless it is done for its own sake. That most sublime form of affirmation of the world as a whole is the fountainhead of leisure. On celebration, he writes, "The soul of leisure, it can be said, lies in celebration." And finally, on boredom, he writes, "The vacancy left by absence of worship is filled by mere killing of time and by boredom, which is directly related to the inability to enjoy leisure. For one can only be bored if the spiritual power to be leisurely has been lost." So, to help translate these principles to your own family's unique culture, Ever and I invite you to reflect on these questions together as parents. First, what types of leisure activities can your family enjoy? Like a family meal or a bananagrams tournament, for its own sake, and not as part of some larger goal or project. Secondly, how can your family celebrate more as you enjoy the gift of communion that you enjoy together and with God? Thirdly, if members of your family have complained about being bored, is this an indicator that your family culture needs to be strengthened? Your family culture is utterly unique. A precious gift that God has given you to steward, grow, and celebrate. Don't lose another minute in boredom or in merely being entertained. If you're looking for one single way to strengthen your family culture starting today, just focus on your family meals, which Ever and I like to compare to your mini Sabbath. Every family works so hard today. Taking time out to celebrate the communion that God has given us is not another task or more work. It's the heart of our family's gratitude to God. So as we journey into 2023, may our kitchen tables be places of true leisure, laughter, celebration, and wonder as our children beat us yet again at bananagrams.